I had a strong enough why, and that why was what I just mentioned to you. Like, I had to do something to protect my family. So if something were to happen permanently, luckily my ski accident wasn't permanent hand issue, but if I had something, I had to protect them. So if something happened to my income, my dental income, I was able to support them.
What if you could reclaim hours of free time each week, create legacy building wealth, and devote more energy to your passion projects without giving up on your career as a life-saving MD? Dr. Vikram Raya is a functional cardiologist, high-performance coach, and real estate expert, is here to give you the tools, strategies, and solutions you need to transform your life, unlock your limitless potential, and achieve greatness, all while freeing up your precious time. Welcome to Limitless MD. Let's dive in.
All right, guys, welcome back to Limitless MD. Today, we're going to talk about how to get freedom, and we're going to talk about one of the top doctors in this arena, Dr. Jeff Anzalone, who is the head of Debt Free Doctor. He's a dentist, he's an entrepreneur, he's a real estate investor, he's a family man, he's into super health, and he's here to break down his pathway to freedom. And now he's on a mission to help dentists and doctors achieve the same thing. And so there's a lot of synergies between Limitless MD and Debt Free Doctor. And so I consider him a dear friend. I consider him an expert in the industry. And I consider him an advisor and a mentor to the most successful dentists and doctors on the planet. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much, Dr. Vic. Looking forward to this and helping the other physicians and dentists that are watching this or listening to this as well.
Yeah. So you started this journey a couple of years ago, right? You were a hardworking dentist. You're based out of Louisiana. You are a periodontist and you're helping, launch your clinic and you had a team, and then something changed. What was that?
Yeah. I had a wake up call. I was 40 years old. My kids were 8 and 6 and injured my wrist while snow skiing. And if you're a dentist or you're a physician, especially a surgeon, it's kind of hard to work, you know, without using your hands. And, you know, the thing is, you never think about, when you get out of training, you never think about something's going to happen to you, right? It's like, okay, I'm 30 years old. I'm going to work until I'm 65 or 70. And that's it. And then you get sick or you get hurt. And it's like, oh crap, what do you do? So that was really my big wake up call.
Yeah. As a quick aside, I have a friend who, I think he's an ER doctor, and he developed an eye condition where he started losing his vision, and eventually he became almost legally blind. And he had a simpler epiphany. He's like, if I can't practice, how can I support my family? And that's when he, you know, got into real estate as well and did other things. But it's, you need to fortify your income and diversify your income and multiply your income. And I think you've done a great job at that. So quickly, can you share with us your origin story of the person everyone knows now across the country with your, you know, YouTube followers and your, mm-hmm. your people on your newsletter, and you know, you've made a name for yourself, but how did you get from here to, or how did you go from being in the chair, if you will, and taking care of those patients consistently mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5 days a week to now having this really cool lifestyle, this flexible lifestyle, traveling with your friends and family and helping people and speaking at conferences and, you know, really living the life you wanted to?
Yeah, it was, I had a strong enough why, and that why was what I just mentioned to you. Like, I had to do something to protect my family. So if something were to happen permanently, luckily my ski accident wasn't permanent hand issue, but if I had something, I had to protect them. So if something happened to my income, my dental income, I was able to support them. So I made a point that, you know, back then I was a Dave Ramsey guy. And, you know, Dave Ramsey, it's like, okay, you work until you're in your 60s, which is what most people do. And you can retire a millionaire if you just, you live below your means, you get out of debt, and you put 401k money in every year. There's nothing wrong with that. But what happened, and I was on that path, but what happens if something happens to you while you're on that path and you can't work? And that's what caused me to eventually get off the path. So I started debtfreedoctor.com, just teaching people about basic finances and that sort of thing, because it came from the Dave Ramsey era, debt free. But as I started learning more about real estate and what wealthy people do and passive income and all these different things that I've never learned about, I started adding those types of articles to the blog. Eventually led into converting those to YouTube videos. And then probably the most important thing, and that we certainly get from you and I together in our groups, is networking. I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you right now were it not if I didn't get out of that dental network. So if you're a dentist, you're a physician, most of the time you go to your meetings because of you have to be there. You know, of course you want to learn and get better, but you're forced to get your hours, right? Your CME hours, your CE hours. So for the first 10 years, I go to dental meetings and all I would do was around people that didn't really want to be there. They were only there to get their hours. They would go in, they get their QR code or their code for the hours and they'd leave. And, you know, you do that and it's like, you're not building a network. But once I got out of that and around other dentists and physicians, like in your group and some other ones, that were actually there to really want to learn, get, you know, learn about finances, learn about their health and the network. It's just like, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And I think the way I was able to do this.
The way I would describe it is really, you take off the virtual reality headset. We're all in like some kind of simulation that we've been programmed to be in. Right. And then suddenly someone says, hey man, there's another reality. And you just take off the VR headset and you're like, oh my God, look at all this. Like there's other universes, other ways to play this game.
It's so funny you say that because the guy that we were just talking to with on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, he put on those glass. I've never done that before. And he's like, hey, you got to try this out. It is the weirdest thing ever. And then you're like within 10 seconds, you're in a different world. And as soon as you take them off, like you're back, you're like, holy cow, how did I get all the way across the room? I was over there or whatever, but you're right. You know, you take off the glasses and it's like, you know, how many dentists, you know, own 8 mobile home parks and 30 RV parks. If you would have told me that 5 years ago, I'd be like, what are you talking about? And then you have all this revenue coming in or whatever. And I'm just telling you, once you get out of whatever your little network is or whatever, and get over to what you want, sky's the limit.
Yeah. And, you know, don't get us wrong. You don't have to be an entrepreneur, but you got to be financially savvy. You got to start planning. You got to create the outcome, right? A lot of people don't even know what they want. So number one, I would say, what do you think, Jeff, if you agree with me in this, get clarity. Number two, create a plan. Number three, find people who've already doing what you want to do. And number four, execute and act. And then number five, I guess, stay around, you know, a peer group that's elevated.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, I think take it a step further. Yeah. Accountability. Cause I have a health coach right now and every week he makes me accountable. I have to take pictures, send every single week. And he's like, hey, you know, look at this and look at that, look at your calories. And I'm like, cause but if you don't do that. So like, if I'm going to go out to eat, I'm like, hey man, I want this piece of chocolate cake. And I'm like, man, I'm not gonna be able to do it. Cause I got to write down the calories. He's going to see it, you know? So if you have somebody that makes you accountable, but the thing is yeah, that's all funny and stuff. But if you really want to be serious about a certain area in your life, to me, just having somebody make you accountable, because you can probably figure out what to do. You know, most of the stuff is free online.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got over 400 videos on my YouTube channel. I mean, just watch them. But most people aren't going to take action and have somebody hold them accountable.
Yeah. Knowledge at this day and age it's not worthless, but it's plentiful. So yeah. Knowledge is never the limiting factor anymore. Knowing what to do, how to do it. You know, people can figure that out. It's what's your why? What exactly do you want to accomplish by when? And then what's your game plan? And who's going to hold you accountable and keep your feet to the fire? And how are you going to hold yourself accountable? You know, they're talking about self, like personal accountability. Then it's peer accountability, professional accountability, you know, and then public, you know, you declare that, hey, on social media, hey, I'm going to achieve this goal by this date. Mm-hmm. So those are the types of accountability. And sounds like you've employed all of them to really hit your goals.
Well, now with AI and ChatGPT, I mean, there's really no excuse why it could do literally anything. You just ask it. So we didn't have that growing up. I mean, I didn't have cell phones. I didn't have the internet. And then, but with these kids these days, you know, I was sitting with my, I've got a kid that's in college. We were vacationing the other day, and I said, I've got to come up with this presentation. And he sat there with me for, I think I told you the story, for less than 30 minutes. And I went from ChatGPT and told exactly what I wanted to talk about, a 60-minute presentation. Then it converted them into bullet points. Then I copied that and put it into, you told me about the Gamma app.
Yeah.
And I had my slide present all by sitting at the pool. And I said, this would have taken me over a week.
Yeah.
To type up and make a PowerPoint and get pictures and stuff. And I'm like, it's so basically what my point is, there's no excuse for any type of knowledge or information. It's just, what do you do with, are you going to take action?
Yeah. It's level the playing field. This is one of the best times to be alive. I know there's, you know, as we're recording this, there's tariffs, there's volatility, there's, you know, a lot of concern in the world, but there's a lot of reason to be hopeful. With AI, with the opportunities, with people realizing that they're not going to be in one career for the rest of their life. They're going to have multiple careers perhaps and stuff. So let's talk about this. If I'm a dentist, I'm in the chair. What's the top 3 to 5 things that I need to know or do if I'm interested in a bigger life?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, you actually kind of mentioned some of the steps. You have to figure out what you want. And 99% of the time I ask a dentist this, and they're like, well, what do you mean? That nobody's really thought about it. They get up, they go to work, they treat patients, they come home, and it's just like the Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. It's like the same thing over and over, you know, and they're expecting change. So what do you want? Do you want to keep working? Do you want work to be optional? Do you want to work 3 days a week? Do you want to work 2 days a week? Do you want to own one clinic? Do you want to own multiple clinics? You want to have people working for you. So until you get clarity on that, I don't think there's, you can't really go any further than that. But once you do get clarity on that, I would say and the way that I'm answering this is personally, protect your income by having other income streams that are non-clinical, whether it's from other businesses, real estate, dividend paying stocks, whatever, something that hits your account. I'm not talking about going, oh, I've got $1 million in a 401k. Well, how's that help you now if you're 43 years old? It doesn't. I want you to have money coming into your account every month or every quarter that doesn't depend on you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I call that like, you know, non-clinical income or non-dental income. You want to have this income coming in that slowly, slowly starting to replace what you need to live. Like the goal is financial independence, right? And for me, that's like replacing your current income with other streams. And so then it allows you to work for free, for fun. You get to play life on your terms. So why do you think dentists, even though they're a little bit more entrepreneurial sometimes than doctors, why do you think they get stuck and they get into this rat race and it's hard for them to break out sometimes?
That's a good question. When I say we, dentists as a whole, we're more sort of a loner owner. There's a lot more private practice, solo private practice dental clinics left than there are physicians, you know, so we're kind of out on our own island. So we kind of isolate ourselves, you know, so to speak, and we're kind of intimidated. We don't want to go to a meeting or we don't want to go or this group or whatever, because, you know, that's just kind of how we're wired. So I think that's one thing that keeps us from doing what we need to do. And if you're on your own island, you're not really knowing what's going on. You know, I can't tell you how many dentists I've talked to and they haven't even really heard of AI or ChatGPT. And I'm like, this is, do you remember your life before the internet? And they're like, yeah, it's that big. I mean, and it's just like, you have to get out of your little network or expand, branch your knowledge, branch who you're around. If you don't do that, it's going to be really, really hard to succeed really in anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. What was the hardest thing you had to overcome to get to where you are now?
I just that barrier initially going from what I had been kind of brainwashed from financial advisors, like, and not just them, like everything, every book I'd read, Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, they all said the same thing. I got the book over here, The Millionaire Next Door, Thomas Stanley. you everybody follows the same path. Work until you're 65 or 70, put money in a 401k, and that's it. Now you got index funds, you got stocks, you got bonds, you got this and that, but it was all the same thing. And it's like everybody's doing that. And I'm looking around my town and all these white haired dentists and physicians, I mean, they're working until their backs give out, you know? And it's like, I had to relearn. That was the hardest thing. I had to relearn there's other ways to build wealth. And then once I started getting around wealthy people, not general surgeons or orthopedic surgeons or dentists, I'm talking about wealthy people. They're not earners, they're owners. That to me, that's when the switch. Yeah. That's the switch. Yeah. You go up to if you sit in first class, or if you're not sitting in first class and you try to go meet somebody that's in first class, most of the time you ask them, what do you do? They don't say, I am a doctor, I am a dentist. They say, oh, I own .. Yeah. Yeah. That's the difference.
Yeah. That's right. I think it's getting out of that mindset. As I was exiting cardiology, you know, in the traditional sense, and, you know, trying to become more of an entrepreneur. Yeah, it was scary, you know, leaving that safety, that W-2. It's almost like an umbilical cord, right? It's your safe infusion of an income. I don't remember who said this quote. It escapes me, but he goes, you know, Nassim Taleb. The person who wrote Black Swan, he said, there's two big addictions in life, heroin and a monthly income.
Yeah. but you know what else I think too? You know, you and I probably grew up in the same time frame, you know, like in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. Well, think about like back in the 90s, the big shows were like ER and Chicago Hope and, you know, stuff like that. So we were just glued to our TVs. So I think for us, a lot of we were like, okay, we want to be like that. So our self-worth was tied to your profession.
Yeah, your
identity. It was tied to what you do. You work hard, you work a lot of hours, you try to make money, and that's all you know. And then you got these people over here trying to take you away from that, going, hey, you need to cut back your hours, you need to protect yourself, this, that. So you had these two conflicting things. And I think that, you know, confusion causes people to do nothing. If you have those two conflicting things, I think a lot of times that just kind of stops it in its tracks from proceeding, going any further.
And Jeff, I think you're right. A confused mind doesn't act. That's why you got to get clarity, absolute razor sharp clarity. So, all right, tell me about one of the level ups I've heard you say is coaching, consulting, being around masterminds, groups. Mm-hmm. It changed, like, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so you started looking at life through a different lens. You put on a glass that showed wildly different opportunities than what you initially were told and were seeing. Mm-hmm. Now that you started seeing, quote unquote, from, you know, you start seeing the code of the matrix, if you will, as Neo, how important is it to have that either guidance, support, or someone who's already perhaps been there, done that, and how does that help you on your journey?
You know, it's funny. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on coaches or you know, groups and things like that. And what I've found is where I've been most successful, it's I've gone into a group. And I'll just give you an example. I was in an online capital raising mastermind. You know, you pay a lot of money for these things, like 20 grand. I went in there. I didn't learn anything because it was all like beginners and I didn't know that. But I met my future business partner and now we own all these mobile home parks together. So I'm almost, I think a lot of times people go into these masterminds or these coaching groups going, you know, what can I learn? What can I extract the most knowledge? But now I'm excited going, hey, you know what? I don't care if I learn anything. That's my mindset. I get to be in a room with all of these people and no telling what kind of connections I'm going to make. So for me, that's what I'm excited about. Now I'm able to get into the room. I'm able to open the door with connections that I would have never been able to had I not paid the price to get in there. And now that $20,000, investment is, you know, I make more than that every month from that connection, just to show you that
It's insane. But have I never changed my mindset from the dental thing, never would have happened.
So what are some, and as we wrap up here, we'll do a call to action to the people and give them some support here. But what are ways where a dentist can start practicing life on their own terms, where maybe they get to work only 1 or 2 days a week and they've done these things to, what are freedom pathways you've seen, common freedom pathways for dentists?
I think the cheat code to life, and you know this, is figure out what you want and then find somebody that's either already has it or is doing it, or find somebody that's teaching it.
So Jeff, I'm going to ask you to go deeper now. I want to know exactly, you know, you mentioned real estate a couple of times. So, you know, there's multiple flavors of real estate, you know, single family, multifamily, short-term rentals. We got mobile home parks, RV parks, you know, student housing, things like that. So that's one angle that people have heard about and they probably are familiar with. Give me a couple more. Let's say I'm not interested in real estate whatsoever. What else can I do?
As far as passive income opportunity?
Passive income, creating freedom as a dentist, maybe backing off my hours because I have something else going for me.
Yeah, I think, again, getting clarity, getting what you want. But if you want freedom, you have to have income coming in that doesn't involve your time.
Yeah.
And when I spoke with wealthy people, it was, they had multiple streams of income. They had 7 to 9 average. Most dentists and doctors have one. And the majority of them had some sort of ownership in real estate.
Yeah. And so
that's what made me to look at that. But if you don't want to do real estate, well, again, you can just search for passive incomes opportunities. You can go and buy businesses.
Yes.
You know, go out and buy a plumbing company. You can buy an HVAC company. There's websites out there that have these companies. And you got these baby boomers that are in their 60s and 70s. They want to sell their business, but they don't want to get out of it yet. So you could actually buy it, and it just keeps making money. You can go buy dental practices. So this really limitless, you know, pretty much to speak what's out there. But to me, that's the easiest thing, is replace yourself, or you get somebody in your practice
to
come in and replace yourself, and you pay them.
But, yeah. And I think, Jeff, what you're hinting at is really, guys, you need to stop being a cog in the wheel and start owning and creating assets. And so real estate's an asset. Owning in stocks and investments is an asset. Crypto, buying franchises, buying existing businesses, you know, creating be the bank. You can lend money to different people who are into real estate. You don't have to be in real estate yourself and charge, you know, premium rates. There's so many ways to leverage your experience. You can go into, you know, on the dental side, devices and, you know, pharma and, you know, on that and become a consultant. And so there's multiple ways to get to Rome. You just have to figure out what makes sense for you and realize, and then emulate success, right? It's recognizing patterns. It's understanding how to use them. And then it's eventually creating your own patterns, right? That is how dentists and doctors win, I think, in the game of life. So, you know, me and you have been friends for a while. We've been trying to support our respective communities, physicians and dentists. And, you know, I'm excited to launch our upcoming challenge, which is going to be in May, where we're really going to help dentists and doctors, you know, achieve financial freedom, fast track clinical success in their practices, whether dental practice or their medical practices, and create alternative streams, you know, all the while optimizing their time. And I think learning to free up time to deploy in these different ways is the key. So guys, the challenge will be May 15th through the 27th. It will be various days. Please be on the lookout for information regarding the challenge. If you can't make it live, you can see the recording. Again, I'll be sharing with you some of the best techniques that I've shared with you with my 100K clients. Dr. Jeff is going to be breaking down a few things as well from the dentist perspective. Mm-hmm. And really our goal is for you guys to achieve, you know, time freedom and financial freedom and really that life freedom that you've been seeking, you know. So appreciate you guys tuning in to the podcast. make sure you look out for the challenge. Make sure you follow Dr. Jeff in debtfreedoctor.com. Also, he has a YouTube channel with the same name, and he has an amazing newsletter that I'm subscribed to that I really enjoy as well. So get into his ecosystem and universe and follow him as well. But thank you, guys. And Dr. Jeff, what's the one last message you want to leave to all these dentists and doctors out there?
We've repeated this multiple times, so get very clear on what you want. And then once you watch this challenge, or once you get into this challenge, be thinking. So if you want freedom, you want time freedom, be thinking, okay, how can I do it? And then listen when we talk and when Dr. Vic talks and other people talk, start to extract out that knowledge and then take action.
Awesome. Guys, nothing beats action. Action is the cure-all. All right. Until next time, guys, be phenomenal.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Limitless MD. If you found value from this episode, I encourage you to share this episode with a friend and let me know by leaving a review. For more information, make sure you check out the links in the show notes below or simply visit VikramRaya.com. Until next time, be phenomenal.